Great. So if you can pick up your Bibles, and we're going to turn page 985. The Bibles are on the shelf of the seat in front of you. Matthew chapter 18. Now we're reading from verse 20 to 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to pay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If any youngsters want to come closer to the front so they can see, I'm going to be putting a board up with an image on. Just getting myself ready. Okay, can you see that? Great. I think I'm ready.
Joel, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, Bruce. I'm a bit busy, just getting ready for the sermon, getting stuff put out.
I've actually got some bad news.
Oh, no. What are the screen's not working again?
No, it's something else.
Oh. So come a bit closer. So, Reese, could you just put that down? Can anyone see what that says? Yeah. What can anyone else read that? Yeah, I lost Joel's bike. Oh, Reese, what happened? I lent it to you last week.
So Joel actually lent his bike to me to go to Heathway. He gave me a padlock for it. I didn't use the padlock, and now it's gone. I didn't use the lock you said, Joel. That was wrong. I'm sorry. Please, would you forgive me?
Oh, do you know what? I don't feel like forgiving Reese. This is going to be really difficult. I've got to go and buy a new bike. And Reese hasn't got enough money to... It was a really nice bike. He can't really help me with that. But it's the right thing to do to forgive him. Reese, I forgive you. I'm going to try and think the best things about you. So I'm going to not keep bringing this up. And I'm not going to go around telling everyone else about it. It's just between us. Okay. Terrific. Well, that little drama is to help us think about what forgiveness means. Children, if you've got a yellow sheet, it'll help you follow through the talk, if you can see that. Do you want one? Did you leave yours? Okay, did you? You've already done it. Great. Okay. People do wrong things. They do wrong things that upset us or hurt us or are against us. At school, people might break something that's yours. They might lie about you. They might be unkind. At work, they might be rude about you in a meeting. At work, they might break a promise. I'll help you do that. And then they don't help. Or they might spoil something, a project you've worked on. What do we do if they come and tell us about that and admit it's wrong and ask for forgiveness? Jesus says we should forgive them. What does it mean? Well, when you forgive someone, the first thing you do, you agree with them. It's a wrong thing they did. You don't have to say a lot about that, but yes, it's wrong. And then you make promises. The promises I made to Reese, I said, I'm not going to keep bringing this up. I'll try to get on with you, and I'm not going to tell others. It's like putting it in the bin. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. I'll try to get on with you, and I'm not going to tell others. Those are the promises you make when you forgive someone. You don't have to be their friends, but you can forgive. So Peter has a question. But on the yellow sheet, the children are looking at that. What Peter's question is, in verse 21, Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? And what's the answer? How many times does Jesus say? Yeah. 77 times. Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it? Someone who does something wrong and comes and admits it to me. I'm the person who's been hurt. They have done wrong to me. I'm owed an apology. What happens if they come and apologize to me and we sort it out, but then they do the same thing and or another thing and come and apologize? What should I do? Jesus said forgiving should be normal to people who are his servants. Forgiving should be normal. Making those three promises. I'm going to try to get on with you. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. I'm not going to tell others. That should be normal for us. And to help us understand, Jesus tells a story. Robert's told one of Jesus' stories this morning already. We've read another one here, this story that Jesus told. And the story is about the kingdom of heaven when God is working in us. His story is about money. People who owed lots of money, but forgiveness isn't only when there's money involved. Like I said, it can be if someone's been rude, they've not kept a promise, they've done something to upset us. It might be about money. Let's look at the story. Verse 23, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Now, 10,000 bags of gold is an enormous amount. It's about as much as you can imagine. It's like Elon Musk owing Mark Zuckerberg $4 billion. It's a lot of money. You think about all the money in everyone's houses in this church, and we brought it all together here one Sunday. It's loads more than that. It's lots of money. But the man begs for mercy. He says to the king, Jesus is telling the story. He begs for mercy. He promises to pay it back. He can't pay it back. He can't pay back millions and millions. So that's the answer to the next question. In the story, could the servant pay it back? No, he couldn't. Verse 27, the servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. So if you've got a piece of paper, there's a space for you to draw his face at that point, how he felt. I'm going to do a bit of drawing at the front here, just so we can remember the story as it goes on. So here is the king on his throne. Kings wear crowns, don't they? I'm going to see that in the summer. So he's sitting on his throne, and here is his servant who comes to him, and he bows down, and he kneels down. That's not very good kneeling, is it? Something like this. He kneels down and he says, please have mercy on me. And the king forgives him for his debt. Then what happens? Well, let's think, firstly, in this story, who are the different people and the different things? Who is the king supposed to help us understand? We've got three options. We've got the king and the man and the money that he owes, and we've got God and ourselves and sin. So in the story, what does the king represent? God. Who does the man represent? Us. What does the money represent? The debt. Our sin. So if you've got your yellow sheets, you can draw in the lines up to go which goes with which. The king is like God, the servant who owns a massive, massive amount is like us, every one of us. We owe that to God. And the money that he owes is like our sin, our debt to God. That's what God is like. And if we use what we talked last week about, the ABC, the three things of being a Christian: A is admit that you get things wrong and your life is not right. B is believe that Jesus has come to make a way for life with God. And C is call on God for his help to do right. We believe this is a church for sinners here. We're people who are teaching that and understanding that we need forgiveness from God. If you're not a Christian, the Bible says, Jesus says, you have that massive, massive debt. Like Elon Musk's debt to Mark Zuckerberg, I talked about. It's massive, but God is kind enough to forgive. Well, let's go on to what happens next now. Verse 28. But when that servant went out, this first servant, let me do a dotted line, he's gone out from in front of the king. When that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. He's going like that, began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. And his fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, I will pay it back. So here we have, this man has gone outside, put his arms on his hips like that, standing, and I'll try and do a cross face. It's a bit hard with this pen, but there he's looking angry. And there's another servant here, fallen on his knees. He said to him, be patient with me, and I will pay it back. Does that remind you of anyone in the story so far? Be patient with me, and I will pay it all back. Who said that? Yeah, that's what he said back there. But now what has he done? He's gone out, and his fellow servant has said, be patient with me and pay it back. Does he say that? No, he doesn't. He won't be patient. Verse 30, but he refused. Instead, he went off, and he had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. Now, this 100 silver coins is quite a lot of money. Back then, one silver coin is what someone would earn for a whole day's work. So 100 days, that's more than 3 months of your wage. That's a lot for you to owe someone, isn't it? And for them to wait while you pay back. But it's very small compared with billions of dollars. It's very small compared with that. Everyone knows this is wrong. All the other servants know this is wrong. Verse 31, when the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged. That means they were really upset. They were angry about it. They went and told their master everything that had happened. Now, there's two big surprises in this story. The first surprise is this man had a massive, massive amount of money that he owed, and the king let him off. He said, I'll forgive you. And then he goes off and he refuses to show forgiveness to this man. That is just really odd, isn't it? One time he asked for mercy here, but he won't give it here. The second surprise is still to come. The second surprise is still to come. Verse 32. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. So that is surprising. What does the king say at the end? Here's the king. on his throne. He says to the servant who asked for help, for mercy, but wouldn't show mercy, he said, you are going to be punished. And he put him in prison. That's the surprise. This king, who he gave this great big amount of forgiveness here, at the end there, he punishes the other servant. And just in case we don't understand what Jesus means, he tells us in verse 35, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from the heart. That's what God is like. Remember, we said at the beginning, who is the king? The king is like God. Who is the servant? Who owed lots of the servants like us? Who is the what's the enormous debt? That's our sin. But this is God at the end of the story. What's God like? Well, if we won't forgive other people their sin, he will punish us. That's very serious. Isn't this a bit over the top? You know, this king, he can forgive millions and millions of debts. But now he put this man into prison. How can it be the same king? Well, it's because that's what God is like. God is very kind and very merciful to sinners. And he will not have people with him who are not kind and merciful too. You see how that fits? He is very kind and very merciful. And if we want that kindness and mercy, it needs to rub off on us that we will show it to others too. You can't be a servant of the king who forgives if you will never forgive. So how does this work? When someone does wrong and we get angry, perhaps we don't talk to them. We're sure we're right. They're the one who did wrong. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to be kind to them. I'm not going to remember what they did. We think God has seen how bad that is. God knows. He's not going to mind if I don't forgive them. But we forget the first part of the story. We are people that God has forgiven an enormous amount. And if we think God will forgive us for all the wrong we've done and be happy for us not to forgive others for the small amount they do to us, well, the Bible says that is how God will treat us, punishment. On the yellow sheet, we've got a space to draw the face for the servant who was thrown into prison. He would have been miserable, wouldn't he? So Peter is asking the wrong question. Look back at verse 21. Back to over the page. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven? Is seven enough? Seems a lot, doesn't it? But it shows he doesn't understand. He's not remembering how much God has forgiven him. If we remember how much God has forgiven us, then forgiving will become normal for us. Now, if you're not a Christian, you are still here, you haven't yet said to God, forgive me. I'd love it if you took, we've got some leaflets on the table in the entranceway, take one of those and have a look at it. Do email me questions or ask any questions you've got today that will help you understand this amazing forgiveness. Perhaps you're not a Christian and you think, well, I can't imagine forgiving others. I don't think I want to become a Christian if I've got to be ready to forgive others. That's too much. What could be worth having to forgive another person for that thing they've done to me? Well, the Bible would say it's worth it so that you could be friends with the king and not punished by the king in hell. That is worth it. And having a life that is changed so that you're no longer full of thoughts of getting your own back or being bitter or being impatient. That's a lovely thing to think about changing. And that change is beginning to happen if we're Christians. If you are a Christian, if you're a member of God's people, God has done this for you. He's forgiven so much. There's no way we can pay it off. and it should be changing us. Forgiveness means we will promise, I won't bring it up. I'm not going to tell others, and I'm going to try and get on with you. So in a home in Dagenham where people treat each other in a good way, they will say things like good morning. They'll say I love you at bedtime. They might say please and thank you. But something else they'll be learning to say is, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And someone else will say to them, I forgive you. And in the church family, let's be saying good morning to each other when we come in. How are you? Let's be saying please and thank you when we're waiting and queuing and asking for things. And let's also be a church where people will say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And someone else will say, I forgive you. The best way in a home for this to happen is when dad and mum show them, because dad and mum will do wrong things, and dad and mum can apologize properly and can give forgiveness properly when they do what is wrong and are asked for forgiveness. Forgiving means you promise that I won't bring it up again. I'm not going to go and tell lots of others. I'll try and get on with you. But forgiveness isn't when you say, oh, I don't mind. It's okay, it doesn't matter. Because sometimes forgiveness is when you do mind and it does matter. Okay? It's not, forgiving isn't just about how you feel. When Reese came and he'd lost my bike, he didn't come to say, oh, Joel, I'm sorry that you feel upset. He came to say, I'm sorry I did the wrong thing. Forgive me for that. I once tried to apologize to someone. I'd done the wrong thing. And they said, oh, I didn't notice. It doesn't matter. And I said, it does matter because I've done the wrong thing. I want you to forgive me. And they said, yeah, but I didn't mind. And I said, but it's not about what you feel. I've done the wrong thing. And I want to sort out the wrong I've done, not your feelings. That's what's happening in this story. When you're asking forgiveness, it might not be the other person's upset. And sometimes we get upset when someone's not done anything wrong. So I can't apologize that you feel cross if I haven't done anything wrong. So saying sorry, it's not about how you feel. It's when I've done something wrong, I need to ask your forgiveness. Forgiveness is when someone has done something, like Reese did something wrong to me, and I promise him, I'm not going to bring it up again. I'm not going to tell others. I will try to get on with you. We talked about this maybe 5 years ago, and this book about forgiveness was taken by lots of people in the church. Back then it was £1, cost of living crisis, it's now £2. But if you haven't read it, I've got several copies. It is really, really good, really helpful, and deals with lots of the questions that come about this topic. So do speak to me if you'd like one. I've got to the end of what I'm going to say. Let's pray to God and ask for his help, because this is something that is very difficult to do, and we need his help. Almighty God, we need your help to realize how much you have forgiven us, how many wrong things we have done. Every day we think we are the most important, or we think we know better than you. Thank you that you are a God who is willing to forgive. Make us understand so that we will forgive other people when they say sorry to us. We pray for your help in Jesus' name. Amen.